Smith, who was today's Guess Who.
Broken dreams. You know this cold, cruel world ain't what it's made out to seem. She was a rose in the winter. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie. Eyes full of fire. She bled to death in a car round the back. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie. Voice like the earth, songs of broken dreams. You know this cold, cruel world made out to sing, but she was a rose in the winter. Oh, Bessie. Oh, Bessie.
Isn't that nice? That's Santa Feeney from her album Heartland, one of my favorites. Women's History Month, and a lot of folks are remembering Anne and other women. In fact, I earlier played a couple songs for International Women's Day, which is today, and it made me think of another one I wanted to play, and I'll play it next. It's an older song, but it's one that I think you'll enjoy. And as I noted, that will be coming up shortly here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn, in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Join us as we celebrate our Hill District Oral History Project. SLB and Macaulay Ministries invite you to celebrate Women of the Mercy Corridor, featuring 66 profiles of women as gathered by 77 youth. It's going to be March 20th from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Jerron X. Grayson Community Center. Learn more at tinyurl.com/Women of the Mercy Corridor 2025. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. Williamson. And boy, that song used to get a lot of play in the 70s. Chris was quite an icon for the women's movement, along with Meg Christian, Holly Near, and many others. We wanted to feature her on this International Women's Day. Speaking of which, I'm looking at four women in front of me who you'll get a chance to meet in just a moment. They are all from Mount Lebanon High School. Three are seniors. One, I believe, are you all seniors? We'll find out. One is a sophomore, and you'll get a chance to meet them shortly. They're going to be talking about a literary magazine called Pulse, which is at Mount Lebanon High School. Thank you.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Our Youth Express Hour is here, and you're about to meet four remarkable women. I'm glad this worked out on International Women's Day. That was somewhat serendipitous, but I'm glad it is. They're all going to be sharing some original writing with you, and we'll talk a bit about writing and also about the school's literary magazine. First, I'd like them to introduce themselves to you so you know a bit more about them. And I'll ask you to just give your name and age. If you have any shout outs, this is the perfect time to do it, either for people listening now or who might be listening later when this is available on demand. And I think we have Gabby right next to me. I'll let you get us started.
My name is Gabrielle Prasad. I go by Gabby. I'm 16 years old. And I was in the creative writing program at Malibin High School.
Hi, my name's Tilly. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior at Mount Lebanon High School. Just like Gabby, I took imaginative writing, a course at Mount Lebanon High School for a while. I just finished up my second semester taking it. I'm also involved in our school's literary magazine, Pulse, with Hannah over here. And besides that, I just enjoy writing for fun, and I want to thank my family and friends for listening.
Hi, my name's Hannah Boomhauer. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior at Mount Lebanon High School. I want to shout out to both my grandmas, Bubba and Bubbaline, and Uncle Mike and Aunt Lindsay and Lee and Tyler. Hi. I am our literary magazine's one of our editors-in-chief, and I took an imaginative writing course with these girls, and it was amazing.
Hi, my name is Mira Johns. I'm 18 and I'm a senior at Mount Lebanon High School. So a little bit different. I am a songwriter. So what I'll be sharing today would be lyrics for one of my songs. Gabby and I are both songwriters. And I also took imaginative writing last year and absolutely loved it.
Now, you've all mentioned imaginative writing. Is that different than creative writing? Does it have a different tone to it, or is it sort of a distinction without a difference, do you think?
It's basically just creative writing. Yeah, we just call it imaginative writing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why do you think you all clearly must think it's important to write? What is it about writing that's important to you and that gives you pleasure? And any of you, please jump in.
At least for me, I feel like when I first started writing, I had a lot of fear with it because I thought I had to be a certain way to be considered a writer and all of this. But as like I've sort of gotten better and I've learned, is writing's just really an amazing way for like self-expression and things like that, which just has been awesome. And it's been cool, honestly, because I feel like a lot of my poetry comes from like memories from when I was like younger that maybe I couldn't describe, or a situation that was like maybe like complicated for like a younger kid to understand, but I have like the words to describe it now as I'm older. And so it's just been really good for making sense of like past experiences but expressing yourself.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I've always loved reading and like listening to music. Like Mira said, I'm also a songwriter. So for me, it's like hearing other people be able to express their emotions and their thoughts on certain matters through music and poetry and writing. It made me want to do the same thing. So it felt like doing poetry and writing songs was like a natural step forward.
Yeah, I think I absolutely agree. For me, as a songwriter, music is my outlet to express myself and to cope with my emotions. So through writing and through poetry and songwriting, I'm able to get my feelings across in a way that's healthy and exciting and fun for me. So yeah, I think writing can be that for anyone.
Hannah, anything you'd like to add?
I was going to say that I feel like so much of high school English classes is so focused on like analysis and synthesis type of writing. And this imaginative writing and like creative writing just really gives you an outlet. And it's a change from what you normally do. And it's a way to just really show your ability and express yourself in other ways that are not just like types of education, like educational writing.
That's a really good point. Analysis and synthesis and evaluation of things, it's important to be able to do that, but you also need to be able to express yourself creatively, too. Can you tell me a bit about Pulse, the literary magazine? I went to the website to look at it, but I'm sure other people would like to learn about it, too.
Want to go, Hannah?
Sure. So Pulse is our Mount Lebanon's literary magazine. Basically, we have students submit pieces. It can be any type of art, poetry, short stories, songs. We do accept like artwork and photography as well. And basically, every Tuesday, we have a meeting and we go through these submissions. And also every month or so, we publish The Beat, which is like little pieces of Pulse, and we do little like writing contests with prompts. And if your submission is accepted into The Beat, then you get published, and we send out these flyers to the whole school. And then submissions of The Beat also get published into our end of year piece, which is Pulse.
So the Pulse ends up being a physical copy at the end of the year, not a yearbook, but an actual artifact of all of the writing. But throughout the year, you're publishing work more like flyers or electronically.
Yes.
That's a great way to do it. It must be hard to evaluate the entries that come in, is it?
It definitely is, just because I know before I joined Pulse, I was very scared to submit things because it was a little intimidating to think of people in like a secret room, like judging what I'm writing and all of this. I think when like we judge stuff, we like to look at like the care that went into something and how something would fit overall with our magazine. Like the one we're currently, our year-long one we're working on right now is based on like the seasons. And so we're like putting works in with like the different themes that we feel like connect to fall, winter, summer, spring, things like that. I guess we just, it's not as scary being in it now as I thought it was from the outside. And I feel like, I'm not sure what you think, but we're very like accepting of all different styles.
For sure. I feel like we haven't really rejected anyone yet. We don't like to reject anyone. When we do see someone's work that can be improved, we send them an email and we tell them, hey, we've really loved this. Here's some things we think that could really improve this piece, and they can take our advice or they cannot, and they can resubmit. So we don't really reject anyone, and we're very accepting. We like to have every side of creative writing in our piece.
Has doing that given you a different perspective on your own writing?
For sure, yeah.
I guess at least for me, it's been really interesting, like, because a lot of what Pulse does is we'll have, like, we'll be given, like, a similar prompt, and I know that Gabby and Mira, y'all can probably speak to that for creative writing, too. We'll all share, like, a prompt about something, and it's so cool to see how people respond to it differently. And how we're all just completely different people, but we have different genres that speak to us or different styles. And it can all come from like the same original idea, but like the end form can be completely different for everyone.
How large is your graduating class roughly?
Oh, it's like 450 kids. Okay. Yeah.
That's about the same as when I went to high school. And you get anybody ninth grade and up can submit, ninth through 12th. Do you have a sense, I would imagine there are some frequent flyers that, maybe not, but do some of the same people submit frequently? And I'm curious just the number of different people that are, I think you're, what I'm trying to say is you're fulfilling a need for people who want to have an outlet for their writing or a sense of being read or for being heard. And while there's some fear, hopefully you're breaking down that barrier. Do you find students coming forward, and do you have a sense of how you're doing in terms of reaching people?
I would say definitely yes. And I think a lot of that comes from kids that take the imaginative writing class, because those are like the first moments where we get comfortable sharing our work with other people. And so then suddenly maybe submitting to a magazine seems less scary. But also, I mean, we all have like friends around the school that like know us for who we are. And so for people that like might not have ever taken a writing class or done something like that that's more formal, it makes it a little less scary when you submit things.
That's great. And you want to have diversity of voices too, so you're able to accomplish that. If you're just joining us, these are all students, the voices you're hearing from Mount Lebanon High School. And Tilly and Gabby and Mira and Hannah all brought writing to share with us today, and Tilly and Hannah are involved with Running Pulse, the school's literary magazine, and we've been talking about that as well. Would anybody like to share first the writing that you brought?
Yes, I can go first. My name is Mira. So what I have today is a piece called Human Machine.
And these are lyrics, right?
These are lyrics, yes. So I write music, and this song here is called Human Machine. So I've decided to just kind of read it as a poem, but what you're about to hear now does have, you know, music and many different instruments combined into the song.
And before you go, I wanted to mention, if you are listening now, well, you are, aren't you? But as you listen, if you have a comment or a question, you can text it to us, and I'll relay it on your behalf, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. We can't take calls, but we'd be happy to take a text message if you're listening and just want to know. Let these folks, how much you're enjoying their writing, or maybe you have a question. Sorry to interrupt, Mira.
No worries.
I wanted to be sure I mentioned that. So what's the title of your piece?
This piece is called Human Machine. Okay. I could tell you to be kind, but it would never work. I'd have to teach you how, because that's the way you are, a human machine. You could beg me to sing, but you wouldn't listen to the words you'd hear. You'd stay laying in the stars, a human machine. And then you'd flaunt your fake eyes to a world that praises lies, and you'd tell me that I have beautiful bones. But I'd know the truth. I see through you. A human machine can't learn to love. I see the truth. Your mind's not true. This human machine still wants my love. Automatic movements just filling space, and your gears are turning as I long for your embrace. Automatic movements masked with grace, not a hint of love I see in your face. You could offer me the sun, but you wouldn't understand, it would burn me up. I just lay there in your arms, a human machine. Even if you tried, you couldn't save me from yourself. I'd age and you would stay, a human machine. I hope you remember my kind eyes and the lessons I devised to help you see the world the way humans do. But you'd see the truth. Earth's not meant for you. A human machine won't learn to love. You see the truth. I'm no good for you. No matter what I do, you can't show me love.
That is beautiful. Did some of you hear that for the first time?
Yeah. I got chills. Yeah. I was like, wow.
That was really beautiful, Mira.
Yeah, talk about it amongst yourselves. Maybe you have a comment to Mira or a question.
I know I've seen different iterations of this poem because you had brought it to be edited in class a few months ago, and I love to see how much it's progressed and it's gotten better and better, and it's amazing. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to hear the musical arrangement for that because it's like such beautiful. It's so beautiful as poetry. I can't even imagine how it would sound sung.
Thank you.
I can hear a lot of different directions you could go musically. Do you know what you intend to do?
Yes, this song is actually completely done. I have a band, my band and I, a little shout out to them, Andrew Haltmark, Tiernan Jenkins, and Marcello too. We have guitar, bass, and drums. We have keyboard. All of it is completely done. The last step is to record it.
Do you know that you could come on and have the band play, much like what we're doing now?
I would absolutely love that.
We'd love to do it. It's a really great song. Any other comments at all from Mira?
Did you have any, like, inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. So just, like, a little bit about the piece. It mainly discusses this relationship between the speaker and this kind of cold-hearted individual who's kind of categorized as this human machine, and the speaker is kind of reaching out to this person, wanting to help them, fix them, show them love, but this human machine, no matter what the speaker does, kind of can't get through to this human machine.
I have another question. So when you write, because you wrote this one obviously with a lot of like mechanical imagery with the idea of a machine, do you put that imagery in after you're finished, or do you do it as you're going through it or as you're writing it?
So this piece was kind of cool because it was kind of a very much go with the flow where I started writing it. I had this idea about this human machine, but there's one section where I talk about the automatic movements and stuff like that I ended up adding in after because I wanted to explore that mechanical imagery a little bit more with the gears turning, things like that. So yeah, it was kind of a little bit of both, I'd say.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Who would like to go next?
I can go next if that's okay.
Absolutely. So this will be Tilly, and what did you bring? I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got you right. I thought I misnamed you for a minute. Go ahead. Tilly, okay. What did you bring with you?
I brought a few poems, but the one I'm thinking of reading, it's called A School Lunch, and I originally wrote this poem in response to a writing prompt we had in our imaginative writing class, and so I think it sort of speaks to a lot of what Pulse is about in that way.
What was the prompt?
The prompt was write about a school lunch. All right. It's called A School Lunch. A school lunch with a free Pop-Tart breakfast and a chicken tender meal sounded like heaven to the girl whose mom always packed hers. 180 days of chicken and fries, minus Pizza Fridays and Thanksgiving special, for all the kids on the free lunch plan. Not her with robin egg bows in her hair. She really complained while the boy next to her put a fistful of fries in his coat to take home for dinner. She really didn't think how her organic carrots and PB&J without the crust gave her energy to run and play at recess. She hugs her mom now, 10 years later, for every packed lunch she sent to school and every napkin scribbled with I love you. She hugs her mom now for caring every single day and telling her to think of the little boy with fries hiding in his coat.
That's beautiful. Any feedback or comments from the three of you?
That's really beautiful piece. I really liked it. I've never heard that one before. I mean, I've heard some of your writing before, like in class discussion circles, but that one I haven't. And it's really beautiful, and I think it's like a really creative take on like the prompt, because I don't know, it's like you turn the concept of a school lunch into like something about family and love, and I think that's really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, as someone who has heard this piece before, even now still gives me chills. I remember the first time I read it in imaginative writing, and it just connected with me so much. And even now hearing it again, I feel those same feelings. And it's absolutely amazing how your words can, you know, cause us all to feel those feelings. So it's really amazing.
Y'all are too nice to me.
One of the things I really liked about it is there are a lot of people that don't understand how important free lunch programs are and breakfast programs are, and how many people, no matter what school district you are in, you might think of Mount Lebanon as a school district for which there is no need for a free lunch program or a breakfast program. It simply is not the case. There, having been in lots and lots of schools in our county and adjacent, it's really important, and sometimes it's the most reliable meal that you might get. It also levels the playing field, and you can't learn if you're hungry. There's lots of stuff. It doesn't really require a study, but there have been lots of studies that show that. So I like how you're juxtaposing packed lunches and lunches that might come directly from the cafeteria. That was really a nice thing to do.
Thank you. I know when I wrote it, I wanted to hit on a lot of things, but one of the biggest things is when I hear people at, like, my school, and not even my school, it's just like sort of a joke in lots of places that school lunch is like not very good and it like could be better, but then you realize that for lots of kids that maybe don't have the opportunities, I know that I'm very grateful to have, that might be their only meal, and it's very important in a lot of ways. Food is the way we care for people, and it's how we live, and it's how our brains grow. And so I think it's a sort of like universal thing. And I remember when somebody, I forget who it was, when somebody was critiquing this a few months ago, because the first time I read this was in, we had sort of like an open mic day in class where we all like had to share like one poem, and like we sort of got feedback. And someone said, like, you know, there's something sort of universal about being on the packed lunch or like the buy lunch side. And I like didn't even think about that when I wrote it, but having somebody like tell me that, I went back and I changed it and I tried to emphasize some of the more like universal messages in it, because I wanted my poem to be about a very specific scenario but connect to something bigger. And also, as you mentioned, I wanted to hit a little bit on like the inequality that we see today.
Well, you did so. Thank you. So let's see, we have Gabby and Hannah. Gabby and Hannah. I keep thinking I'm making mistakes, but I'm not. Which one of you wants to go first?
I can go. I mean, okay. It's a pretty tough poem to follow, but
you'll do amazing.
You'll do fine.
Thank you.
This is Gabby.
This is a poem I wrote. It was actually published in The Beat, which is like the monthly edition of Pulse, and I did discuss it in the class. So this is called Without You. You, with your graces like smoke and honeyed eyes, your bomb-dropping summer storming, never-ending, ever-whirling, unfurling to me and curling away until I could barely graze you with my brightest love or saline pain. Your legends and sunrise, star-spun only one, sour-soaked lies, hang just past the tender lip of reality. And here I am, burning, running for you, or whatever idol you flippantly choose, endlessly. Because I would have walked to the edge of the earth with you, found rapture in stinging muscle and sweet wandering. I get flashes of it, dreams of the bitter unknown, dry wall and floorboard, the smell of tea, normality. I'll never know your old age. You, so many galaxies away, I turned your torrid blue moon page. And in the aftermath, in the silver cooling of our tragedy, I drift through the world without.
Beautiful. Any comments?
So me and Gabby were in the same reading group in our imaginative writing class, and I remember her sharing this piece, and I was just so caught up in the phrase toward blue moon page, like turning the page, and I just absolutely loved that. And I just think this poem, like, I still remember it to this day. She's such an incredible writer, and it just really inspired a bunch of our class.
The phrase honeyed eyes is like so visual and emotional, and just that specifically I thought was like incredible. Of course, your whole poem's amazing, but I think it's really cool how you can capture so much like emotion and feeling in just two words. Honeyed eyes, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I For me, what really stuck out was I love the repetition of you. And then at the end, even though the poem is called Without You, you end with without, which really stuck out to me. I thought that was a really cool idea to do. Yeah, you always wow me, Gabby.
Thanks. You too.
Gabby, do you think you might go on to be one of the editors for Pulse? Or
I haven't. I mean, Pulse has always interested me. I love literary magazines. Like, our middle school also had a literary magazine, and like publishing and being involved in that has been important to me. So I am considering like joining Pulse and like maybe going on to edit it, because it seems like a really nice environment. And I don't know, I really hope to support other people who want to publish their work.
I'm thinking about when Tilly and Hannah graduate, we need a succession plan.
Yes,
maybe
do.
You already have one.
Yep.
Hannah is going to share next, and what did you bring?
So I brought a sonnet, actually. It's called An Ode to What Could Have Been. He talks of others in ways she does not, careless with her feelings unto his word. He tells stories of lovers all night without thought, while she drifts through their tragedy forever blurred. When the curtain frees to begin the tale, I'll stand in awe of his vain, tranquil glare. Then he faults his cue despite the paved trail, yet craves her heart to breathe its soul clean air. She treads the pain that fails to veil her grace, never once does she allow him the kill. Of knowing how her blood flows for his chase, she just rests while her neck grows stiff and still. If he just looked beyond the denial, her heart would grant him virtue of trial.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Any comments?
I really like how you play with like past tense and present tense in it, because it's the idea of like what could have been. There's a lot of like passiveness in that, but also action. And I also think it's very impressive how this is like a very structured piece. Is it a sonnet? What is it?
Yeah, it is a sonnet.
Mm-hmm. That's very challenging, because I know, at least for me, I love my free verse because there's not a lot of rules, but the fact that you could like stick to a structure and still like get a whole story through it is really impressive.
Thank you. I actually wrote this piece for an assignment in our imaginative writing class. We had to choose like some sort of form poem, and I was thinking about what I could do, and I was like, oh, I could never do a sonnet, like that's crazy hard to write. And I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna try. And I actually wrote it like faster than I thought I would. So yeah,
I really like how you played with like knowledge. Like when I was hearing it, I was like thinking, like you conjured this idea of like this guy who thinks he knows everything, but he doesn't actually understand anything about the person who cares about him. And I thought that was a really vivid emotional image that you captured.
Thank you.
I have a question for you, Hannah. Now, since you've like written like an incredible like structured like form poem, do you prefer doing form poems over free verse, or like do you have a favorite, I guess is what I'm asking?
So I'm a big fan of like rhyming. I feel like I love writing poems that rhyme. So I really do like the sonnet structure of like the AB like rhyming. Yeah, I really like it. Yeah.
A quick question in our time remaining. For the three of you that are graduating, do you know what your plans are for the fall?
Yes, actually, funny enough, last night is when I clicked that commit button to college, so this is perfect timing. I will be going to American University in the fall, and I'm going to be studying environmental science, but of course, in my free time, I will always continue to write, whether that be stories, songs, or poems, so I want to always make sure I have that in my life.
That's Mira. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what about you, Hannah?
I'm going to John Carroll University, and I will be double majoring in psychology and English with a concentration in professional writing. So I will be continuing my writing career, which is super exciting.
Tilly?
I am not committed yet to college, still waiting to hear back from some places. I'll definitely be in college next year for the next 4 years, though, which I'm really grateful for. Major-wise, I'm majoring, hopefully, in public policy or something political science. And then I'm thinking of doing a minor in either African-American studies or religious studies, or hopefully both, whatever a liberal arts education would give me, to be honest. And within that, definitely want to take writing classes and see, because this is not something I want to just stop once I finish high school.
Gabby, you have a bit of a luxury of time, but have you started to think about that at all?
Not particularly. I'm not really certain as to where to go. I like a lot of subjects in school, and I'm still in the process of narrowing things down.
I'm sure these three can tell you that, and I can tell you that I don't think that ever really stops in terms of making that decision. And my advice is they're all reversible or changeable. You can choose different paths. Thanks to each of you for being here. Did anybody not get a chance to say something they meant to? I think it's Mr. Cavo, your teacher?
Yeah.
So I want to thank Brad Cavo, who I know is a big advocate for all of you. Any other comments or anything we missed?
I guess one thing I would say, I'm probably speaking for all of us when I say this, but we're definitely very grateful to have like the opportunity to take classes like this, because I know it's not a given at every school that there's an imaginative writing course that's separate from like an English class that you can take purely for fun and for like exploring yourself. And I know I'm really grateful and I've learned a lot from it.
Yep, me too. It gives you so much free space to write. So if you're in Mount Lebanon, I highly recommend taking imaginative writing.
I agree. And Mr. Cavo could not be a more supportive teacher in helping us break out of our shells and just being so supportive through the whole creative writing process. So thank you to him.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cavo.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can follow the Pulse magazine on Instagram, MTL is in Mount Lebanon, MTL Pulse is the way to do so. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
John had a horse and the horse ran away, bad luck, bad luck. John had a horse and the horse ran away, bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the horse came back with a wild mare. Good luck, good luck. The horse came back with a pretty white mare. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Well, the mare kicked John and broke his leg. Bad luck, bad luck. The pretty white mare broke John's leg. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. With a broken leg, he missed the draft. Good luck, good luck. Well, the army came and walked on past. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, hard to say. And it would not heal. Bad luck, bad luck. And the pain was all that John could feel. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. Belle, the nurse, she came to take care of. Good luck, good luck. And the two of them, they fell in love. Good, good luck. Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say.
That's Joe Cruxton with Good Luck, John. Still one of the best well-crafted songs I can think of, and I thought it would fit nicely after the writers that you just heard from Mount Lebanon. We are going to continue with our Youth Express segment. And you're going to meet three remarkable middle school students who wrote to me not too long ago, sent a nice note about some work that they have been doing to help people who have been impacted by the wildfires. The project is called Lend a Hand to California, and you'll have a chance to learn about it firsthand momentarily.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyperlocal e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Thank you for being with us for the Saturday Light Brigade. I've been playfully calling this group the A-Team, and they're going to introduce themselves to you first. You'll find out why. They're each eighth graders, and I'd like you, if you could just introduce yourself by name. If you have any shout-outs, this would be a perfect time to do it. And let's start with Ava.
Hi, I'm Ava. I think Lend a Hand to California is such a great thing that we have done. I think this is really going to help the people at California. Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm Alexandra. And what we've done is a really exciting thing because we get to help people.
So. And we'll talk about that in more depth. So we have Ava and Alexandra and...
I'm Addie. I really have just enjoyed this whole project. I think it's been really good for all the students to kind of show what we've done together as a team. Just have fun.
So you got that. Everybody's name begins with the letter A. So tell us about this project, how the idea came about, and what your hope, your more general hope to accomplish was. And then we'll talk about the specifics a little bit.
It kind of came about when our teacher in our English class brought up how she has a friend who lives in California, and we were kind of just talking about it in our class, learning about it, and we all had an idea as a team that we thought it would be really nice to do something, because if that were us, I mean, that would be quite devastating. So we really just want to help in whatever way we can. So we all kind of thought about ideas, brought together what we could do to help, did some brainstorming, and came up with a lot of good things that we could do to raise money and just help prevent this.
What is your teacher's name?
Her name's Mrs. Frau.
And what did she tell you about her friend's experiences that really touched you or stuck with you?
Her friend wasn't affected by the fires, but she lives near there. And she said that she would be more than willing to get our donations to centers and the firefighters around her area. That would help, since we live so far away. She would be able to do that for us.
Well, that's great to have somebody reliable that can help make sure your hard work is going to be steered in the right direction. Ava, Alexandra, did any of this strike you? Anything you'd like to add about how you felt as you learned from your teacher about the experiences of her friend?
Well, I know that some of my family lives out in California, so when I kind of first heard about this, I was like, does my family live close to there? Are they being affected by it? And where the fires were close to, I know, I believe my mother grew up near there, so.
Yeah, I know, I thought a lot about friends in California that I don't, you know, all of a sudden I wanted to know, where did they live exactly? Are they close to this area? Ava, anything to add?
So when I heard about our teacher's friend and how the fires were affecting everywhere and I saw it on the news, I thought, like, wow, this is a really big thing. And this is, like, killing people and, like, burning homes and buildings. And I just thought, like, when we came up with this idea, like, this is going to be such a good opportunity and help so many people out in California.
So you did a lot of brainstorming as a class. How did that go, and where did you end up?
Some of the ideas that we came up with were, we are doing school fundraising days, so spirit weeks. We're trying to incorporate a lot of our writing, since it is English class that we're doing this project in, and to, like, incorporate it and help with what we're doing. Well, me, Ava, and Alex decided to come on here and spread awareness on the show. We have lots of students who wrote business letters to local community businesses to see if they would donate anything that could go towards the cause. And we also, like, opened it up to the other schools in our district just to see if they would be willing to help out.
That's such a good idea. So you wanted to use some conventional methods, but also leveraging educational opportunities from class, but being able to write to businesses. The email you sent to me, I really was happy to get. So in terms of projects, were you mostly interested, well, are you, because you're still continuing, in raising money to send out so that it can be used for whatever happens to be needed?
Yes. And I know that we've already raised money in the middle school. I believe it's about 1,000 that we've raised. And in Ross Straver Elementary, I believe it's about 700.
So this is going through the whole Bell Vernon School District. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. And I admire you for raising money, because at the end of the day, that's what's really needed. You could send clothes or other things, but I think it's good that they can make the decision as to what ultimately is needed. So how are you raising it? What are you doing to make it happen? Or some of the ways, are people just making donations? Are you selling things to raise money?
Like we've said, we've been doing the school spirit days. Mm-hmm. So people will donate money to participate in those school spirit days.
Okay. So I know some schools have, like, a dress down day where you can, you know, donate a dollar and you can dress a little more casually on that day. Is that how that works?
Yes, we've done dress down days for teachers, which they always enjoy. We have done pajama day. We did school spirit days, so, like, Bell Vernon apparel. We did a Zoom day where you wear, like, comfy clothes on the bottom and you dress up nice on the top, kind of like you would on Zoom when kids are sitting in bed and you just have to look nice on the top side
That's
of your
great.
Appearance. Yes, that one was very fun. And in the business letters that we've sent out, some of those community businesses have donated a good bit of, like, collection to go towards the cause too.
That's terrific. If you're just joining us here on International Women's Day, we have three young women who are all from Bell Vernon area middle school. They're all eighth graders, and they came up with a project called Lend a Hand to California, which is all about trying to help people impacted by the wildfires. They have a contact through their teacher to help make sure that money is distributed appropriately. and they're raising money through a variety of different methods from their own community within the school, but wisely also tapping into area businesses. That's smart, because you want to not just have yourself, you're limited if it's just from yourself. What's next, do you think? Are you going to continue doing this?
Yes, we are. I know that we took a little break from it because our teacher said that she noticed that we've started to lose our spark for it. So she decided that we need a little break, and then she's going to come bring it back up again.
So. I think that's really smart, because you do, just like TV shows, stop and start, or, you know, you can't always be on all the time. Plays, musicals have start dates and end dates. You need a little time to regroup, so I think that's smart. Do you know when you'll be starting up?
I think next week we have another Spirit Day on Friday that we're going to be doing, so hopefully we will raise some more money from that.
Excellent. Have you heard from anybody in California about the impact that your work has had?
No, we have not yet, but we are hoping to soon.
I'm sure you will. And I asked that kind of thinking. That was probably the answer, but when you think of all the coping they must be doing right now, knowing that people this far away care is huge. As you learned about this, you all have a lot of empathy and can, I think, are really good at putting yourself in the shoes of the people you're trying to help. What went through your mind when you learned about the wildfires and the impact they've had?
Basically, it was just, what can we possibly do to help? How can we get a message out there to people so they know about this and how it's affecting people in their lives and how it's changed them?
That was Alexandra. And that's good that you went there immediately. There's a lot of people now that think that there's negativity and nothing but negativity in the world, that people are more focused on themselves as opposed to other people, and you went right there right away. Anything else that you'd like to add, either Addie or Ava?
I just think it's really important to understand, like, kind of put ourselves, as you said, like, in their shoes to see how we would feel if that was happening. We would want other people to be helping us and to try and stay positive about it. That way we can get back up on our feet. So I think that's just what we're trying to do for those people, to help them in the best way we can.
I definitely agree with Addie. Like, I think when I first heard about this, I was like, if I was in their shoes, how would I feel? Like, I would also want people to help me. And, like, everything that's happened, like, buildings and stuff, like, my home, like, it's all gone. And I would, like, love to get that back and have people help me. So I think this is just a really great.
Well, I admire all of you for the work you're doing. Were you going to add something, Alexandra?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe you were. I really admire the work that you're doing, and it's Ms. Frau is your teacher who helped to inspire this. Is there anybody else you would like to thank?
Just all the students in our grade that are taking the time to stay positive about this and get our whole community involved, all the people in our community that are really trying to help us be able to do this. Just thank all them for staying positive and trying to do what they can to their part to help all of us.
Now, I'm curious, do you guys all go to high school next year?
Yes, we do.
So have you had a chance to see the high school yet?
Yes.
So do you feel ready? That's a big transition.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Sort of.
I'm glad you've had a chance to see it. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you get out of high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't commit you to it, but what are you thinking, Addie?
I'm planning on attending college, probably studying something in pre-med, and hopefully going to medical school after that.
Wow. That's a hard act to follow, Alexandra.
During high school, I want to go to the tech school, the CWCTC, for culinary, and possibly do something with that after high school.
That's a great school and a great path, too, if that's the one you take. And what about you, Ava?
I definitely plan on going to college. I kind of want to do something in sales. I'm not sure yet, but something like that.
That's terrific. Sales is an interesting goal. Do you know anybody that does sales?
My mom does, so.
That helps to get some inside experience. Congratulations, and thank you for the work you're doing. I hope you inspire people listening to also take part. Anything else any of you wanted to say that I didn't give you room to say?
I mean, the only thing is just if there's anybody out there who wants to help contribute to this and donate, you can just send your donations to Bell Vernon Area Middle School, and we will add it to our cause and get it sent to California to help.
Excellent. Ava is quite the salesperson, too. if you can get a hold, send something to Bell Vernon Middle School. And if you need contact information or an address, you can write to us at SLB, and we'll make sure you get that. I don't think you have an external Instagram account or anything, so we'll let you know. Or just go to Bell Vernon's website at BVASD, Bell Vernon School District, Bell Vernon Area School District, BVASD.net to get the information. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank you so much
for being here. You did a great job broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Where Beltana is coming up with Irish music, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio.org, where you can listen directly on that website, or find our links to TuneIn, Streama, Radio Garden, and other free services that give you a chance to listen whenever you want to.
My baby goes boom, boom, boom to a big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, boom, boom in the evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. I may not have a big fun car or a fancy penthouse too, but I got all the money I need and more. Tell you what I'm gonna do. My baby goes boom, boom, boom to a big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, boom, boom in the evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. Whether she's trading foes or taking fives or sighing in some funky dive, she's my pride and joy, the
the sweetest drive. I got to be the proudest man alive. My baby goes boom, boom, boom to big brass band. She goes boom, boom, boom to the rock and roll. She goes boom, boom, boom in the evening. That boom, boom, boom gonna save my soul. Lord, my baby goes boom, boom, boom. The girl goes boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom gonna save your soul.
The Jorgensons here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us. Have you been here all morning long? Have you been in and out and all about? Or are you just joining us? Regardless, thank you for being with us. Beltana is going to be joining us in a moment. This is a four-piece group today. Bouzouki, Olean pipes, whistles, banjo, mandolin, accordion, upright bass, and guitar. Wow, they are heading to Moundsville, West Virginia tonight. And then coming up next Friday and Sunday, they've got a couple of gigs a little bit closer to Pittsburgh. We'll talk about all of those coming up. We're getting them ready to go and getting a sound check together, and we'll introduce them to you shortly. I just found a request that was asked for earlier, and forgive me, as I just did. We played a song last week that touched a lot of people after we played it. We played it around just before 9 o'clock. This is new into our library. John Ferullo is the artist, and the song is called Love Is Like That.
Stay with me. Play with me. And